Awake, November 2015. Is religion dying out? Jafar, who was born in Turkey, was disturbed by the idea of a vengeful God as taught by his religion. His wife, Hediye, began to question her religion when she was just 9 years old. "I was taught to believe in fate," she said. "As an orphan, I wondered, what have I done to deserve this? I often cried all night. By age 15, in my heart, I had abandoned my religion." Have you given up on organized religion? If so, you are far from alone. In many countries, the number of people who describe themselves as not religious is growing, a trend that suggests an uncertain future for institutional religion. The following is supplementary information. Australia. Polls indicate that nearly 50% of the population say they are not religious. Another 10% claim to be convinced atheists. In 2010, a clergyman lamented that the last 40 years or so has seen a wholesale abandonment of the Christian faith. France. Only 37% of the people polled claimed to be religious. The rest were either atheists or simply not religious. In some parts of this once Catholic stronghold, Catholicism is in a state of near collapse, said the magazine The Economist. Ireland. The Irish seem to be losing their faith en masse. Nearly 45% of respondents said they are not religious, and another 10% claimed to be atheists. Percentage-wise, Ireland was among the top 10 atheist populations. News reports are talking about the end of Catholic Ireland. Japan and South Africa. Just 16% of Japanese polled claimed to be religious. 62% were either not religious or atheists. Between 2005 and 2012, the number of South African respondents who said they were religious fell by 19%. Tunisia. In 2013, about 60% of Tunisians polled said that they no longer attend mosques, but instead pray at home. The reason given was the violent ideology promoted there. United States. Since 2005, the number of people claiming to be religious fell by 13%. About 1 in 5 respondents had no religious affiliation. For adults under the age of 30, the ratio was 1 in 3. Thousands of churches close their doors each year. Vietnam. Between 2005 and 2012, the number of respondents professing to be religious fell from 53% to just 30%. Statistics for all countries except Tunisia are taken from the 2012 Global Index of Religion and Atheism published by Gallup International. Polls involved 57 countries, representing over 73% of the world's population. Why the exodus? People are becoming disillusioned with organized religion for a variety of reasons. These include religiously motivated or religiously sanctioned violence and terror, sex scandals involving religious leaders, and more subtle factors, which may be taking a bigger toll. The latter include the following. Material prosperity. The richer you get, the less religious you define yourself, says the Global Index of Religion and Atheism. That observation is significant, because in many lands, material prosperity has risen dramatically. In some places, people enjoy a standard of living that would have made the greatest king of 200 years ago turn green with envy, says John V. C. Nye, a professor of economics. What the Bible says. The Bible foretold that in the last days, love of money and pleasures would supplant love of God and neighbor. 2 Timothy 3, 1-5. Aware of the spiritual dangers associated with wealth, a Bible writer said to Jehovah God, "Give me neither poverty nor riches." Why such a desire? "So that I do not become satisfied and deny you," he continued. Proverbs 30, 8 and 9. Religious traditions and morality. Many people, especially the young, view organized religion as irrelevant and out of touch. Others have lost confidence in religion. "If you look at the way the churches have behaved over the centuries," said Tim McGuire, media officer for Humanist Society Scotland, "people have turned away from them because they no longer believe in them as a moral arbiter." What the Bible says. Regarding false teachers, Jesus Christ warned, "By their fruits you will recognize them. Every good tree produces fine fruit, but every rotten tree produces worthless fruit." Matthew 7, 15-18. Worthless fruit includes political meddling and approving of practices that offend God, such as homosexuality. It also includes substituting hollow rituals and empty traditions for the wholesome teachings found in the Scriptures. "Feed my little sheep," Jesus said, John 21:17. Today, however, many people feel spiritually starved. Religion and money. According to the Pew Research Center, a lot of people feel that religion puts too much emphasis on money. Adding to the problem, some religious dignitaries, unlike their flocks, enjoy lavish lifestyles. For example, in one German city where many churchgoers struggle to make ends meet, the bishop has been accused of living in great luxury. This lifestyle has offended many local Catholics. Also, a report in Geo Magazine says that in Nigeria, where 100 million people live on less than 1 euro per day, the flamboyant lifestyles of some pastors is beginning to become a problem. What the Bible says. The Bible writer Paul wrote, "We're not making profit from the Word of God." 2 Corinthians 2:17, footnote. Even though Paul was a prominent minister in the early Christian congregation, he often did manual work so as not to impose a financial burden on others. His attitude reflected his obedience to Jesus' command, "You received free, give free." Matthew 10, 7 and 8. In harmony with those principles, Jehovah's Witnesses do not charge for their literature or for Bible instruction, nor do they tithe or take up collections at their meetings. Instead, needed funds are supplied through private, voluntary donations. The Exodus from Organized Religion Foretold. Not many decades ago, the present plight of organized religion would have been hard to imagine. God, however, foresaw this development and announced it in advance in the Bible. Using symbolic language, God likened all religion that is unfaithful to him to a flamboyant prostitute named Babylon the Great. Revelation 17:1 and 5. That symbol is fitting because false religion, while claiming fidelity to God, has consorted with the rulers of the world to gain power and wealth. "The kings of the earth committed sexual immorality with her," says Revelation 18:9. The term Babylon is appropriate too, because many false religious teachings and practices, such as the immortality of the soul, triune gods, and occultism, have roots in ancient Babylon, a city steeped in false religion and superstition. Mighty Babylon fell when its protective waters, a moat fed by the Euphrates River, were dried up, opening the way for an army of Medes and Persians to conquer the city. In fact, Babylon was taken in one night. Babylon the Great, too, sits on many waters. These, the Bible tells us, mean peoples and crowds, the millions who support false religion. Revelation 17, 1 and 15. The Bible foretold that these symbolic waters would dry up, a development that portends the imminent and swift destruction of modern-day Babylon. But at whose hands? Those of her political consorts, whose love for her will turn to hatred. They will also plunder her or devour her figurative flesh. Get out of her! Because of what lies in store for Babylon the Great, God lovingly warns, "Get out of her, my people, if you do not want to share with her in her sins, and if you do not want to receive part of her plagues." Revelation 18:4. Notice the word "if" mentioned twice. Yes, God's warning is aimed at people who are disturbed by hurtful teachings and who want God's favor, people like Jaffar and Hedeah mentioned earlier. Before studying the Bible, Jaffar saw God as someone to be obeyed mainly out of fear. "It was a relief to learn that Jehovah is a God of love," he said, "and that he wants us to obey him primarily out of love." Hedeah found inner peace when she learned that God did not make her an orphan and that her situation was not the result of fate. She was comforted by such Bible texts as James 1:13, which says that God does not test people with evil. She and Jaffar embraced Bible truth and fled Babylon. When Babylon the Great is destroyed, no harm will come to those who have obediently fled from her in order to worship the Father with spirit and truth. John 4:23. Their hope is to see the earth filled with the knowledge of Jehovah as the waters cover the sea. Isaiah 11:9. Yes, false worship and its ugly fruitage will come to an end, for God cannot lie. True worship, on the other hand, will thrive forever. End of article.